All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is February the 28th, I guess the last day of the month here for February, in the year of the Lord 2023. And that was the sound of the Republic, a new Republic coming your way, as the layers of fraud and deceit and distraction are being peeled away, clarity is becoming more clear. We are clearly seeing what our situation is. Now, I'm going to today look at this, the pandemic treaty being proposed by the World Health Organization, the WHO, and you can find this a good link on here that on RBN has done a good coverage of this, and they link to a guy named James Roguski, something like that, Roguski. And he's got some good material on here. He has three documents that I like, actually four of them, and I'm going to try to cover some of these. It's amendments to the international health regulations, and actually what they're called is the 10 reasons to oppose amendments to the international health regulations, 10 reasons to oppose the pandemic treaty, and reasons why the nations should leave the WHO. And he has another document there called Unalienable Rights. And so just to start off with, you know, this really is, I'd like to direct you to my website, too, at lawfulgovernment.com. And then you can click on solutions to the COVID pandemic thing. And here it's very simple, showing that governments, any government, all governments, cannot obtain lawful authority to close your business, to tell you to wear a mask, to get some kind of medical treatment, or you cannot participate in society. You can't go play. You got to stay home. And if you don't do all these things, you can't participate in society. There is no lawful authority ever obtainable to any government to do those things. And the reason why is we've learned this, you see, over the centuries, that we have a right to do those things. If we want to stay home, we can do that. If we want to get a vaccine or an injection, we can do that. We can do those things ourselves, but we can't tell our neighbor to do that, you see. It's one thing for you to do it. It's one thing for me to do it. It's another thing for me to tell my neighbor to do it. And see, that's what we can't delegate. Since we don't have that authority to tell our neighbor that, we can't delegate that to government. And the only authority that governments can ever obtain is that which comes from each individual. And since I don't have it, and you don't have it, how does the government end up getting it? It can't. So what do we call that? A government that exercises power without authority is tyranny. That's the definition of tyranny, the exercise of power without authority. Well, that's what these things are. And guess what the WHO is? The WHO is planning on some of these tyrannical procedures, you see. So we should resist those, because why? Because they're tyrannical. They don't have authority to do that. I don't care what the hell they vote on. They can vote all day long. They can vote and approve everything and vote and have all the nations vote and approve and all, and guess what it'll be at the end? All tyranny. Why? Because we can't delegate it. They can't get it. They can't get it to approve. They can't get it to vote on it. They have no authority to be doing these things. Just coming together and voting on something does not make it lawful. So, anyway, this Mr. James Rogusky, I'm going to read these 10 amendments, 10 reasons to oppose the amendments to the international health regulations. I think Mark is trying to come on the show here. I guess I'll try to answer this. Is he on? Yeah, okay. Mark's with us. Okay. How you doing, Mark?
Not bad, Ron. How about you?
Well, pretty good. You know, we're fighting this tyranny stuff. You got to be doing this every day. Yeah.
I'd rather be at South Padre, but fighting tyranny sounds like fun. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you can't ever just get up and say, you know, I'm just going to go to work today. No, you got to get up and you got to fight tyranny. You know, you got to spend 8 hours a day fighting tyranny to work 2 hours a day. I mean, it's just absurd. Anyway, it just shows you how far off everything is these days. Well, anyway, did you hear? You just now come on. So what we're doing, Mark, is we're looking at this guy's website, that we got from RBN. It's James Rogusky, and I'll put a link on in the summary of the show, jamesrogusky.substack.com. But anyway, he's got four documents on here. They're pretty cool. One of them's called Top 10 Reasons to Oppose the Amendments to the International Health Regulations. And the other one, another one is, 10 Reasons to Oppose the Pandemic Treaty. And another one is 10 Reasons Why why the Nations Should Leave the World Health Organization. And then he's got another document on here, and again, about 10, each one of these have 10 things. And they're the unalienable rights. So I was just going to cover these real quick. The 10 Reasons to Oppose the Amendments to the international health regulations they're working on right now is, number one, the change from advisory to mandatory. So rather than an advisory capacity they've had in the past, now they want mandatory power to make nations do these things. Now, number two is potential rather than actual emergency. So instead of having an actual emergency, now they can just have, a potential. We might have an emergency coming, so we're going to impose these things. Number three, disregard for dignity, human rights, and freedoms. So these things disregard these human rights. Number four, the allocation plan. So now apparently they're going to, says it, give the Director General of the WHO control over the means of production through an allocation plan for health products to require developed states' parties to supply pandemic response products as directed. And number five, mandatory medical treatments. Oh boy, doesn't that sound good? Six, global health certificates. Oh boy, everybody wants to see that coming. Number seven, loss of sovereignty. Yeah, as if we hadn't lost that a long time ago. And eight, unspecified, potentially enormous financial cost. Well, yeah. Number nine, censorship. Yeah, there will be no talking against these things because that would be disinformation and harmful to the public. 10, obligations of duty to cooperate. So there's the 10, and that's what they're up to. They're trying to get all of this stuff, and those are the 10 reasons to oppose the amendments to the international health regulations. Now, top reasons to oppose the pandemic treaty: the WHO wants control. Yeah. Number two, common but differentiated responsibilities. Each nation would receive only one vote, and all nations would be legally bound by the obligations of the WHO. It says WHO CA plus, and that means convention agreement, the WHO convention agreement and other stuff. But some nations would be required to do and provide more than others in unspecified ways. Number three, the global pandemic supply chain and logistics network. Number four, speed up regulatory approval of drugs. Well, yeah, that's what we need. Forget all this testing. Let's just put some caca in a test tube and just shake it around and then squirt it in you. And then number five, a support for gain of function. Don't you love that term we have now, the euphemism for weaponizing viruses? That's really what it's about. These people need to stop playing with this stuff. You need to go to prison for this kind of stuff. Number six, pathogen access and benefits sharing system. Man, I mean, these people are crazy, aren't they? Just the sound of this stuff. Pathogen. Don't you want access to pathogens and sickness and all that stuff? Benefits share. How do you benefit from a pathogen? Let's share the benefits of a pathogen. Number seven, attempts to justify restrictions of unalienable human rights. Number eight, censorship. We need to oppose censorship. Number nine, enormous unspecified cost. Yes. Number 10, additional bureaucracy. Oh, yeah. Hadn't that been working good? Okay, this is the third document. The top 10 reasons why the member nations should leave the World Health Organization. Number one, conflicts of interest and corruption. That's all been infiltrated by big pharma, big money, big foundations, corrupted by financial donations and corporations, non-governmental organizations, and on, gangsters and thieves. Two, misguided focus on vaccines. Yeah, even if they were vaccines. Number three, bureaucracy and waste. Number four, fear-mongering. Number five, dangerous recommendations. Number six, false model of health. Boy, that's for sure. Seven, power grab. Yeah, tyranny. Number eight, mistakes. Isn't that the truth? The WHO is full of mistakes. And number nine, out of touch. And 10, secrecy. They do all this stuff in secrecy. Now, the last one here is, I'm just going to read, I hadn't read the stuff, and I've just been kind of skipping over I've just been reading the highlights here. I've got one more thing to read, 10 more items, and then we'll be done and we'll talk about all this. The unalienable rights. Number one, the importance of individual health over public health. Amen. Two, right to privacy. Three, right to express one's opinion. Four, right to provide information on prevention and healing. Number five, right to choose treatment. Number six, right to refuse treatment. Number seven, right to travel freely upon the earth. Number eight, rights of children must be protected by their parents. Nine, right to be with friends and family. 10, right to freedom from discrimination. And finally, no degradation of rights during emergency. So anyway, Mark, that's the kind of in essence the whole thing that this James Rogowski has provided here. And he's gave us some links also to the World Health Organization, and I looked up their actual constitution. I can't believe they have a constitution. But anyway, do you have any comments about what you've heard here?
Yeah, several. James Rogowski and I have spoken already on the phone a couple of times. He posted a item at ukcolumn.org where I do a regular TV-type news appearance every Monday. And so I've spoken with James. He's a Los Angeles-based researcher and activist focusing on the WHO, the WHO. And I invite people to check out what he put at ukcolumn.org. And I reported on the World Health Organization World Pandemic Treaty and the IHR regs this past Monday's UK column. Anyway, those are very interesting. It's almost too much of a breakdown. A lot of those things could be kind of lumped together. I mean, it's some of them are a given, too much bureaucracy, things like that. It really starts with the basic illegitimacy of the UN system itself. And the WHO World Health Organization is a outgrowth of the UN Charter, just as NATO came out of the regional arrangements part of the UN Charter that gave birth to the monster NATO.
So yeah.
The WHO is sort of the medical NATO, if you will. just a quick fact thing. The International Health Regulations discussion started this past February 20 through 24. Some of that, much of that, was televised over the internet and live streamed, so it's not totally secret altogether. And then as of yesterday, February 27, the zero draft, the initial talks on the treaty began yesterday. So last week on the regs, yesterday on the treaty, so far there's been some live streaming and video footage is posted through WHO website links. James was telling me on the phone, however, that he wondered how long that would last, especially now that they're getting into the treaty itself, and whether they might go dark, go silent in terms of broadcasting that and televising it. Your guess is as good as mine, Ron, but I think it's reasonably likely. But this is, first and foremost, the consequence of joining the UN in the first place.
Yes.
And then once we were in the UN, it was kind of a fait accompli, foregone conclusion that we'd end up in the WHO.
Yes. Well, you go ahead.
Well, the John Birch Society's longtime clarion call was get us out of the United Nations. That still holds true. Getting out of the UN itself would ameliorate all of this.
I agree. And we need to. I want to hear more about that and make some more comments about that. And we've got a break coming up here in just a few seconds. So everybody stay with us, and we'll get to that right after this.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh yeah,
war. It's just a shot away. Yeah, it's just an injection away. It's war. Yes, they're going to inject you without your approval, without your consent. Well, anyway, Mark, I agree with you. In fact, the whole UN, United Nations, is actually a government. It has an executive branch, a judiciary branch, and a legislative branch, and that's really just another government. Well, when we created America, the people did not give its authority, their authority, for its government it created to become part of another government. And so this, to give authority to the UN, take it from our country and give some of that to the UN, any amount of it, is actually the definition of dissolution. So it goes right back to my argument that the United States has been dissolved at least 10 times over. And now we're dealing with all this tyranny at every level, including now this WHO concoction, which again is just it's exercising power without authority.
Yeah, that's right. And the reason that it doesn't have authority is because nation states created, at least the one that we created, didn't have, like you said, the permission to form another government or to be party to one. The second they did that, basically nullified what our Constitution created. And any government that does that, at least one with our kind of Constitution, if it ascends or accedes, there's the word, and the opposite of secede is accede. If it accedes to that, it's an illegitimate act on its face because it doesn't have permission to do it in the first place. So therefore, the UN is just an imposter government.
That's correct. And that I believe would apply to any government that joined it. I think any nation that joined that up where the people did not actually give them authority to transfer their authority to another. And see, they can't do that. See, people, when they delegate their authority, that it's to remain where they delegate it to. It's to stay in the hands they delegated it to. Now, our government has given its authority over, in terms of health, over to this World Health Organization. That's absolutely dissolution. I mean, that just dissolves our own country. And it's not like they can redo it. See, the idea is once this thing is dissolved, they have no authority to put it back together. I like to use the Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall, had a great fall. All the king's men and all the king's horses couldn't put him back together again. And that's what happened.
And don't forget, Humpty Dumpty was pushed. He didn't fall.
Yeah, that's right. And what it means is everybody in government cannot put lawful government back together again. It has to be originated once again by the people.
Yeah, and I know we only got about a minute before the break, but we don't want to forget that the Rockefellers provided the land on the East River, and one of the five grandsons, J.D. the Third, was instrumental in providing the money for the land for the UN headquarters there, and he was in the population control mode. That was his big baby, is controlling the population. And what is the COVIDocracy but a specific way of trying to cull the population in tandem with the whole Rockefeller agenda?
Yeah.
That largely animated the whole founding of the UN and got it on its feet. And again, the WHO and the treaty are a consequence of creating this UN government. So we've got like a double whammy of illegitimacy here.
I agree. Perfect comments. Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got to take a break again, then we'll take a caller. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter.
All right, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. And I do want to go back and look at your show, Mark. That was yesterday. You did a show yesterday at UK Column. Is that right?
That's correct, sir. Yeah, I can share a little bit of the content. I think you alluded to a caller, however.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Pat from Texas. How are you doing?
Hi. Fine. I'm glad y'all brought this up, because Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, introduced today a bill called No WHO Pandemic Preparedness Treaty Without Senate Approval Act. See, he's saying that they're going to have to, any dealings with the WHO has got to be called a treaty, and then it requires a supermajority of the Senate to advise and consent on it. See,
okay.
Any bill with the UN can be changed overnight. See, that's the difference between the UN and us. No, we got to go through courts and Supreme Court and everything, see what we did to the Roe v. Wade, right? So, but the UN, you can wake up the next day and they've already changed the law.
Yeah, because it's another government. It does its own thing. And that's right. Why we can't be in that. We can't give our authority to that, because that the people of the United States did not create the UN or delegate any of its authority to the UN. So it you know, I look at the UN more like the Olympics. It's a club. I mean, like you should go there and drink fancy coffee or ice cream or have it's a dance club. I mean,
come home because,
but in terms of authority, it's got zero authority.
Well, this is reported on Christian Broadcasting Network News. I have an app on my phone, but I found it by just going through a search. I said, oh, man, I didn't look at it today. So there's where you can find out all about it, CBN News. And we need to just start making phone calls because they got to the end of the month, I think, to do any of this stuff. But other ladies, I think Steve Elkins brought it up twice on his shows, Sunday and Monday. So that's where I found out about it. And it seems like he's got quite a few Republicans on his side, but we really need to go after the Democrats who be crazy enough to do this sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Right. Now, do you remember the senator's name? You mentioned the senator.
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
What, Tom Johnson?
Ron.
John.
Ron Johnson. It's called U.S. Sovereignty. No, question mark. Bill aims to prevent WHO pandemic treaty without Senate approval.
Yes. Okay. Super.
Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. And all these people out there that say that it doesn't do any good to vote, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this without that happening. We have Nancy Pelosi in there saying, well, we'll just read it after we pass it.
Well, you know, another thing, Pat, though, I'm even going to go further than that. I don't think the Senate of the United States can approve this either. If they're actually putting this kind of material in there where it's going to mandate that give authority to them to tell us that we've got to get an injection, no. The Senate of the United States cannot approve that either.
No, but see, he's putting in a bill to declare this a treaty.
I don't care what they call it. They can call it. They can call it the Ten Commandments of God, but they do not have authority to approve it.
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
This is the reason we need to hang on to our Constitution until we can get something better. Because, I mean, I got a copy of the New States Constitution. I printed out many, many years ago. You can't find it anymore. And if you want to mess with the Constitution, they're going to lay that on the table, and there's not even a trial by jury. We have a trial by jury. We do have rights under the Constitution, and we need to hang on to that and be glad we got Republicans up there in the House and the Senate and go after those Democrats and tell them, do you know what you're just, if you don't vote for Ron Johnson's bill here, you know what you're going to be doing? See what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Thank you, Pat, for that. And we'll be getting on to that.
Okay. I'm glad I tuned in. All right. I'm glad you're taking it up. Go to Christian
Thank
Paul
you,
Patson.
Pat.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. You bet. All right, Mark. Yeah, well, that was good information. Is it Ron? I never will get that guy's first name. Something Johnson.
Same name as you, Ron Johnson.
Okay, Ron Johnson. Yeah, good guy.
Johnson of Wisconsin was well known for coming out against the COVIDocracy, among the strongest of all of them in the Senate. And pretty soon the mass media cartel started doling out some dirt against him. It didn't get real thick. But anyway,
wait a minute. What state was he from, did you say?
Wisconsin.
No kidding. What a state. Wow, I'm surprised that Wisconsin produced a guy that good. Okay.
Yeah, it is surprising in a sense. But what Pat was saying, there's an interesting little detail on the UK column presentation that they gave Monday, and I've got some highlights. On the cover page of the zero draft treaty that they started negotiating and talking about and working on in earnest yesterday, And by the way, their goal to get it done, their announced stated deadline is May 2024 at the World Health Assembly in Geneva, May 2024. I believe it's the 77th World Health Assembly. And the intergovernmental negotiating body that's working on the treaty is a subset of that World Health Assembly representing, they say, 194 member nations of the WHO. Just some details, but they don't want to call it a treaty. Here's the proof of it. And you see this laced throughout the paperwork on this, Ron. On the cover page of the Zero Draft, I've read the whole treaty in rough form. Fourth meeting, and this was the one yesterday, the fourth meeting of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Body to draft and negotiate a WHO convention, agreement, or other international instrument on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. They don't want to use the word treaty.
Right, because that's very limited.
Right, so they want to call it a convention, an agreement, or international instrument. Now, that's very instructive because the North American Free Trade Agreement, the Central American CAFTA Free Trade Agreement, the reason they called those trade treaties agreements is so they could get it through the Senate without having to have the two-thirds majority higher threshold to get them approved.
Ah, okay, okay.
If the Senate did illegitimately vote on this, and if they were able to convince the Senate that this wasn't technically a treaty, then the Senate wouldn't need a two-thirds vote. It would only need the simple majority to sign off, illegitimate though it may be, to sign off on the U.S. entering into this draft or convention or agreement. So the absence of the word treaty, which Pat alluded to, is very significant.
Hmm. Well, would it carry the same kind of authority that a treaty would, though? That's kind of amazing. And it just, you know, these people just do any damn thing they want to anymore. They just call it some stuff, and let's just go do some stuff, man, and get some vote on it and get it all approved up and get on with it, you know? I don't see how it could have, if it's not a treaty, what authority would it have at all? I don't give a damn what that would be. I don't care if they approved it'd be like let's declare a holiday today or something like that. I mean, it's you know, I don't get it.
Well, the it would be helpful from the WHO standpoint if the Senate did not treat it like a treaty and treated it like some sort of lesser legislation, then they wouldn't need that higher vote threshold. That would be the only reason. But for the WHO, whether they call it a convention or instrument or treaty or whatever, I think they'd handle it just the same and try and submerge U.S. sovereignty into that. Of course, U.S. sovereignty was long ago compromised when the U.N. was founded in 1945. NATO came along in 1949. I forget the exact year that the WHO Constitution, I'd like to make a mockery of that. I forget the exact year that was formed. But the parallel...
1948.
Yeah, between when the UN was founded and and when NATO was founded, they founded the WHO. So
right.
One of the things I shared in UK Column this past Monday, yesterday, was that okay, so let's look for the impetus or the scare stories or these serious issues that would animate a treaty, that would make the treaty look or appear to be more needed or more legitimate. You know, was COVID the last thing we're going to see? You know, or maybe that's in our rearview mirror, and any so-called pandemics would be so relatively rare that a treaty would be less, if not completely unnecessary, less necessary or not necessary. But sure enough, on a Canadian news show, a Dr. Shayan Sharif, Associate Dean of the Ontario Canada Veterinary College, appeared on a recent Canadian news show. The news show is called Your Morning, and he warned of a bird flu. This is the big thing in the news, bird flu, that, quote, could potentially be more deadly than COVID-19, end quote, amid the possibility of a H5N1 bird flu pandemic. Reportedly, there was a bird-mammal crossover of the virus at a Spanish mink farm among other alleged incidents. So the mass media cartel, in tandem or in parallel with these treaty talks, is now ginning up the bird flu as being potentially more serious than COVID. Now, whether that's correlation or causation, whether that's so-called coincidence or not, it feeds into the reason or the rationale for the treaty from the WHO's point of view. And the WHO itself posted, I believe, on that same Canadian news show, H5N1 avian flu A, avian influenza A, a year ago, March 2022, already, according to the WHO, had a 56% mortality in humans. 56%. And then there's a rhetorical question at the bottom of the screenshot. Could an H5N1 pandemic be worse than COVID-19? See, so, and one other thing is the Atlantic magazine, which is really literally a joke. It's not even fit for lining a cat box or a bird cage, but they published an article by Jacob Stern and February 17th, bird flu leaves the world with an existential choice, subhead, to prepare for future outbreaks, and they're talking as if future outbreaks are a certainty. We'll have to decide which is the greater danger, nature or ourselves. Let that sink. And see, so from the Atlantic to Canadian news outlets, other newspapers, the media, rather than reporting much, if at all, on the pending treaty, has instead been pounding on the bird flu that would provide the rationale to the globalists for the treaty.
Yes.
And one last point I'll make, and then you can just fire every arrow in your quiver there. The mass media cartel, as far as I could tell, and I couldn't watch it all the time, nobody can, monitoring what they're reporting, but the mass media cartel was virtually silent on the treaty and the international health regulation talks that form sort of the brick and mortar of the treaty, and didn't say anything about it that I could find anyway. But the first time I saw a mainstream paper break its silence, or a mainstream newspaper source, was the Associated Press, the old wire service, and the first thing they had to say about the treaty was insulting and belittling and coming down on people who don't trust the treaty. So
yeah,
the AP is silent about the treaty until it's time to attack the critics of the treaty, and that's when they broke their silence.
Amazing. Amazing. It's obvious that we wouldn't even have pandemics if it wasn't for the mass media cartel. The whole thing is ginned up. All of this is ginned up and based on making a mountain out of a molehill. And that's what this mass media cartel is doing and has done. And then it attacks individuals like you and me or anybody that questions anything, like we're the threat to society or that we have power to do something, when it's in the World Health Organization and big corporations and big pharma that have the power and are wielding it all over everybody to the detriment of our rights.
That's right. And media people tell themselves, and it's really a total joke now, we speak truth to power. Like hell you do. You are power structure. AP, USA Today, New York Times, they're part and parcel of the power structure. They no more challenge the power structure than, you know, Snoopy dog out of the Peanuts comic strip could challenge the power structure. It's ridiculous. One other thing I can't help but bringing up is real brief here. And here's another thing I put on the column. The U.S. government is developing, and this is a CDC.gov posting, the U.S. government is developing an H5N1 and AH7N9 bird flu vaccines just in case they are needed.
Yeah, yeah. So they're getting ready. They're getting ready to gin this whole thing up, and they'll have the so-called vaccines all ready to go. You can tell that's what they're going to move into.
Right, and you kind of, if you think of it from their side of the ledger, you need that to make the treaty urgent enough to motivate the people that are putting it together and to be able to sell the idea as the public learns about the treaty. You've got to have prices. You
right.
You can't just have some sort of debate. Talk.
We'll be right back, Mark. Hang on. We'll get back on this. Okay.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here for the last segment of the show today. Well, Mark, I want to thank you for coming on. I really appreciate all that good information you shared with us, and I want to go, in fact, watch your show from yesterday on UK Column.
No problem, Ron. Yeah, like I say, that's probably pretty much all I have to share. Go ahead and summarize in whatever fashion you want, but it's an urgent matter, that's for sure.
Yes, I agree with you. Yeah, and you know, another thing I want to point out here: this is just this stuff is just mounting up in the condition of dissolved, unlawful, tyrannical governments. It is becoming overwhelming. of all these things that are going on. But the good thing about this is that it's becoming more clear to people that the only way out is to really create new lawful government, because this thing, we can pretend we're working on it and we're fixing it, but we're really not. Just look at how things have been going since 9/11. Are things improving? I mean, now with COVID-19 and now the next thing they're coming up with, I mean, it's just one horrible tyrannical event after another. And the other thing it looks like is that it's not only the United States that is dissolved. It is England. It is foreign countries. It is European countries. None of these countries are lawful anymore, because they're all protesting. Even Russia. Even Putin has talked about the pandemic as if that was some kind of real thing, as if that was some kind of thing that needed to be dealt with in some kind of a globalist fashion. No, sir. This stuff is all globalism, global tyranny. And the people of the world need to start creating lawful governments in their homeland, and not fighting one another. We don't need to go to war with any other country. We need to create lawful government at home in every nation. So don't be buying all this caca about some kind of danger coming from foreigners, from overseas. That's all pretended everywhere, over there and over here. We need lawful government in every nation. And people need to take care of their own home. And that's where we're at. We don't have it here. We don't even have it in the state of Texas. We have open borders. We have disease. We have the fake pandemics. We have all of this stuff. But we don't have lawful government to guard and protect our property, which is the sole and singular purpose of government. To protect our life, liberty, and possessions from all comers. With that, we'll see you Thursday. Thank you for listening.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.